We've met with Martin McGuinness, the Deputy First Minister, and he's very helpful on both the A5 project and the railway. We have a thing called the Atlantic Rail Alliance, which is the umbrella group for three organisations. One of them is Into the West, that's the Derry Coal Rail Line. They've had great success with that. Ours is the West Ulster Rail Initiative, which is campaigning for a railway link between Derry and Letterkenny as a start, but eventually to link up Letterkenny stroke Derry with Belfast via Dungannon and Portadown, and Dublin via Omagh and Monaghan, and down the west from Derry, Letterkenny through Donegal to Galway, Limerick and Cork, which would create an arterial system rather than the truncated system we have at the moment.
In terms of the rail aspirations, do you believe a case can be made that it is financially viable?
Oh yes, absolutely. And even if it wasn't in terms of paying salaries and maintenance of track and all that, it pays in other ways. For example, it brings in tourism. It takes large numbers of trucks off the road and puts freight on the tracks, which saves the wear and tear on the roads. And it's much more likely to be attractive to industry. So it pays in all sorts of other invisible ways, quite apart from the maintenance. And if you had a proper railway system in the whole country, I think it would pay much, it would be much more likely to be more widely used, because people prefer to travel by train. And it would therefore be, it would be much more viable financially than it is as it is at the moment.